It is the Maria and Chad show on Friday morning with an opportunity to find out what's good in theaters. We shared with you earlier in the week there were two movies that we didn't like. You didn't like Aquaman, Maria.
I wanted to love Aquaman because the man is just a beautiful specimen, and I just thought the acting was awful.
Steve Carell's new movie, Welcome to Marwen, not a fan. Let's go live to Hollywood and talk with Cecily Knobler, who, by the way, doesn't find Aquaman sexy, Maria.
We just disagree on his beauty. I don't see it. To me, I just see Bluto from Animal House. I don't get it. I'll never get it. And yes, the acting was her. And it was so long, Aquaman.
Did certain parts remind you of Gremlins and Indiana Jones?
A little bit, yes. The worst parts of them, right?
Like, yes.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. Or a little bit like Splash because of like the whole, you know, mermaid stuff.
Oh, true.
Is it just a type thing? Like Maria's type is the big muscle man that can carry her off into the woods and or off into the ocean, as it were.
I like kind of a pretty is he or isn't he kind of guy.
Yeah, like you're not sure if he's into you or your boyfriend.
Exact.
I got you.
Exact, as my friends would say. So yeah, and Welcome to Marwen was just, I mean, a total mess. I have no idea what happened there.
I wanted to like it. I mean,
of course.
Zemeckis directed, and yeah, don't see that one. Not good.
No, yeah, really, because it'll stick with you in all the wrong ways forever.
Yep.
Not much in the way of new movies this week, although we have Escape Room, because movies are now just made by, like, the worst focus groups, right? Like, it's like, what's on trend right now? What's something people do? How about Color Me Mine? No, we can't make a movie about painting jars, although, you know when I say it, you know that's next, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
This stars mostly unknowns as a group of strangers who have to escape stuff using a series of clues to win $1 million. Okay, all right, they did not screen this for critics. However, I saw a very rough cut of it a couple months ago, like a promo that I wasn't really supposed to see.
Okay.
But I did. I went with a friend. So I can't say what they changed, but I will give it this. They tried. There were a couple things that worked. They tried to do something a little different, even though it's kind of got a Saw quality to it, which I hate.
Is there any names in it, like people we would know?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, if you really dug deep, you might know someone like this person from a TV show. One of the guys in it was in a movie from last year called Love, Simon that I actually really liked.
Huh.
And that kid's actually pretty good. But it's not really their fault. It's just not, like, I just don't know that we need it. I think it'd be more fun to just go to a real escape room and try to, like, solve a puzzle or something, you know? Here's the good news. It's not an F. I can't go higher than a D, D+, but it's not an F. How about that?
Okay, that's good for you.
It's not a good film, but it could have been worse. How about that?
Did you see Bird Box on Netflix?
I did not see Bird Box, and mainly just because I was, like, fighting against it because I didn't like to be told so many times I was supposed to see Bird Box.
Yeah.
Did you guys see it?
I did.
Did you like it?
I kind of did.
Well, I'll go back and send me. I love Sandra Bullock, but I don't know what it was, and it wasn't something I had to see. So I was like, I'm skipping it. I've seen every movie in the world. I'm skipping it.
It's kind of worth it, I think. A glass of wine and Bird Box.
All right.
Not a bad Friday night.
You had me in wine, really, honestly. The rest I could. Just so you know, Stan and Ollie actually should be there in Phoenix. It's, do you know John C. Reilly and Steve Coogan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As Laurel and Hardy, at the end of their career, wanted to love this. I know the reviews have been pretty nice, but something a little hacky, a little boring about it. Subject matter was great, but the film, despite some good performances, just wasn't there. But how about this? To be positive, because it's 2019, not Holmes and Watson bad. How about that's our new barometer? So, I don't know. Mary Poppins and Vice and Into the Spider-Verse are still in theaters and all pretty good. So there's still options if you want to get out and go see a movie.
Good stuff. Happy New Year, by the way, Cecily.
Happy New Year. It's the year of the pig, I think.
Is that part of your resolution? Are you going to eat pork chops every day?
That's my birth animal or whatever it is. Your Chinese zodiac.
I have no idea.
I'm the rooster.
Of course you are.
You're the rooster. I'm the pig.
I was born in 1974.
You are the tiger.
Oh, that was my high school mascot.
Oh, see, it's all coming together. And also, you love Frosted Flakes.
That would explain your eyes.
My favorite song, Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, my God. Like, it's all coming together now.
That's right.
This is exciting. I'm going to leave it on that exciting
Please
note.
Please do.
I'm live from Hollywood. I am Cecily Knobler the Pig.